This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's like deja vu, except there's not a foot of snow outside. We got the champs in studio. Here's Tito.
Well, poor Tim Mize producing our broadcast this morning is going like, what are these guys up to?
Something new.
It's well, we're emulating Fox Sports because when the playoffs and the World Series comes on, you know, the stands are all excited and they're waving their flags.
And that wasn't on the program log. So.
No, that wasn't on the program log. So, good morning. Welcome to Sports Saturday. It's a special day. We have some very special guests in studio with us after a week's worth of excitement, actually a full season of excitement. We're going to be talking with the Lady Dragons from Hillsboro, the eighth graders, two-time state champions. They captured the eighth grade state championship on Thursday night. The seventh grade team back to the state tournament. They made it to the quarterfinals this year. We have the coaches in studio. Later on in this program, for football fans, we're also going to have a conversation with Matt Troha from the Illinois High School Association as they are considering basically ripping apart the entire football playoff setup and redesigning it. And we're going to get some background information on how and why they want to do that sort of thing.
Should be very interesting.
Should be very interesting. Intriguing. It probably has a lot to do with conference alignment and how everything's been goofed up over the years.
But yeah, a lot of conference team or team switching conferences in football.
Yeah. So let's talk some hoops. We have Kenny White, the head coach of the girls' eighth grade team, the state champions.
Good morning, Kenny.
How are you?
Good.
Dyke Burkett, the seventh grade coach, man who won it last year with these kids when they were in seventh grade. Dyke, good morning.
Morning, Terry.
Good to have you guys and you ladies in studio today. How does it feel to be state champions, eighth graders?
Great!
So good.
So they're operating on very little sleep, right?
Obviously, yeah.
First off, Kenny, has it sunk in yet about what happened this season, the emotions? Have you sorted all that out yet, or is it still kind of a
blur, honestly, right now? Just in shock, you know. It's such a fun season, but yeah, I don't know. It's sinking in, but it's going to take a little while.
The thing I think that is tough to deal with is the fact that you won it back to back, and really you have to put some time in between what happened here the last 2 years and let some time pass to see really how difficult, number one, it is and how special it is to have teams win back-to-back championships.
Yeah, that was coming into the season. That was probably the toughest thing was just the thought of I wouldn't call it pressure, but knowing the expectations. But I looked at it like, you know, I had a conversation with Coach Bauer and Coach Allen who did this, you know, a few years back at Litchfield, and I had an opportunity to sit down with them and speak to them about what they went through. And, you know, Coach Bauer told me just to look at it as we weren't defending anything. We were going back just to win another one. So that was kind of my mindset all season was that we were just going to win another state title. We weren't defending anything. But the girls, you know, they were looking forward to it. You know, they maintained their composure. They knew coming into the season that we had a target on our back, a bullseye, so to speak, and that was our thing all season long was, you know, we knew every game on that we stepped on the floor, it was going to be a state championship game because teams were going to bring, you know, their best level of play to try to be that team that knocked us off. But it was fun. It was a lot of pressure, but I don't know. I think we all handled it well.
Well, and Dyke, I'm sure at the end of last year you said, okay, Kenny, it's your turn now.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. On the way home, Terry, on the way home from Auburn on the bus ride, I remember saying, hey, it's all yours now. And you know what about Kenny? He embraced it because he said, I can't wait to get started. And that's what impressed me the most is he embraced it. And a lot of people in that situation would have said, oh, man, I'm not sure what I'm getting into. You know, if we lose one game, it's going to be on me. If we don't win it, it's going to be on me. And you know what? He's basically right. Yeah. But like I said, he embraced it and took it and ran with it, and we're happy for him.
Is that one of the toughest things in sports and even in life to embrace difficult situations and challenges?
And that's what we deal with our kids. You know, a lot of kids, when you tell them we've got to run, we've got to condition, we've got discipline, they embraced it. Mm-hmm. Others would say, you know, look at it as punishment, and that's why they're not on this team.
Yeah. Makes all the difference in the world. It's between the years, isn't it?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Kenny, you were talking how basketball season in your house, you know, it's basically 365. And for a lot of these young ladies, they're in basketball year-round.
Yeah, absolutely. That's again, my household, that's all we do. We eat, sleep, and breathe basketball. But with my son.
You could do a lot worse than that, by the way.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sure. But a lot of these girls are the same way. I mean, again, they're – even when they're in another sport, be it softball or volleyball, I know that, you know, basketball's still something that they're thinking about. And I know that even in the off season, they spend a lot of time, you know, on the floor. It's a way of life for us.
So how did you handle the pressure of being defending champions? Were there certain things that you said, certain attitudes? Did you play good cop, bad cop, as far as the coaches are concerned? Is there a magic formula?
I don't know if there's a magic formula. I think, you know, for the most part, we just didn't talk about it. You know, even, you know, pregame locker room speeches, you know, at the end of practice, we just never talked about it. I never let the girls, you know, really look forward. We always just thought about what we were going to do tomorrow to make ourselves better, and we never spent any time, you know, focusing on, hey, who are we going to see? I know there was one point early on in practice where the conversation came up, you know, hey, we could run into this team. And I, you know, I looked at the girls and I said, we're not going to talk about that. We didn't focus on what we were going to be doing in mid-December. We focused on who we were playing tomorrow and what we could do to make sure we were successful. To be honest, though, it was always in the back of my mind, again, that pressure, like Coach Burkett said, of, you know, I mean, it was all going to be on us if it didn't work out. So I think, honestly, I kept a lot of it bottled up. You know, I didn't let the girls see it, but it was always there. And I think that's why, you know, when I got home Thursday night, I was done. I was exhausted.
I bet.
Mentally, physically, it just all came out. I mean, it was relief.
You mentioned earlier about talking with Coach Bauer, Coach Allen, trying to get their pick their brains a little bit. But how about this guy sitting next to you?
Oh, my gosh. Words can't express. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Just as focused as he always is, he's calm. He doesn't, you know, show any emotions, really. He was the driving force behind it all, really. I mean,
he tells it like it is.
He does, absolutely. And that's what I like about him. Him and I are a lot alike. We don't sugarcoat anything. Yeah. I mean, we're going to tell you how it is, and if you don't like it, that's just the way it goes, you know?
Yeah.
But no, he is such a calming force for me. I mean, he, huge help.
Did you give any, you know, calming comments before the game to Ike, or just let him do his thing?
Sammy Matouche.
Sammy
Matouche. I mean, when you talk all about it,
The
driving force behind this team, when you've got a great player like her.
Guard play is so much basketball anymore. Mm-hmm. It always was, but even more important nowadays. And to have – I do not ever remember – and I've been broadcasting for about 40 years and doing junior high games since the early 80s. I don't ever remember seeing two good guards like that in a high-level game. It was just spectacular to watch.
Yep.
Spectacular to watch. So.
And we had the better one on our team.
Yes, you did. And the better cast, the whole cast.
So that's the great thing about this group is Sammy's definitely our leader. But, you know, I made it a point, too, coming in early in the season. I told each and every one of them that they were going to play an important role in this, that, you know, we didn't want it to just put it all on Sammy's shoulders, so to speak, that at some point each and every one of them was going to have to step up. And they did, all 10 of them at some point, be it practice, be it certain situations in a game. They are such a huge part of this, a huge part of it.
I hope these girls are ready to talk because we're going to need to take a break and take care of a little business. And then after that, we're going to turn the microphone over to the ladies here. And we're going to make sure that you introduce each one of them, Kenny, if you would.
Sure, absolutely.
And once we get to the seventh graders, Dyke,
sure.
Do you remember their names?
Nickname.
Okay, that's all we, you know.
Last year I brought the roster. I didn't bring one this year.
Well, I'm sure we've got enough people here we can figure out, Dave. Sports Saturday rolls on right after this.
Girls Basketball High School, Hillsboro at Litchfield, live 720 on FM 106. Streams online at WSMIRadio.com. And back to Sports Saturday, Terry Tote, David Jenkins, and fellas, I guess those young ladies, they'll have a few things to say about that rivalry over the next few years.
Oh, yes, they will. Yeah. Indeed, they will. In fact, we have two rivalry games with Illinois and Mizzou, beginning with coverage at noon, and then, of course, the Hillsboro-Litchfield girls tonight at 7:30 on FM 106. And we're going to let the young ladies talk, but, Roop, here we go. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. A bowl of potatoes, just what you're waiting for. Is that right? I mean, if the bowl games start today, and I think the best one is the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, having a bowl of potatoes in front of you.
Yeah.
Well, you said it was a season to start eating.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't you say that just a while ago? Okay, I just thought.
Or the KFC Potato Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we have the IESA 8th grade state champions from Class 3A, the Hillsboro Dragons. We have the 7th grade girls in here. They qualified for the quarterfinal round this year. Quarterfinals, right, Di? Yeah, okay.
Right.
And it's great to have these young ladies in studio. Kenny White, the head coach, would you just pass the microphone around? Ladies, if you would allow me to ask you a couple questions. If you want to talk, fine. If you don't, that's okay. We understand. But we sure hope that you might share some thoughts with us. And who's our first contestant to hear, Kenny?
First, we're gonna let Aubrey Rupert speak.
Yes. Yeah, Rupe, how are you, man? Doing all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about the season. Now that you've had a couple of days to think about it, what stands out other than winning the state championship? Is there a special play, a special game, or something like that stands out?
No, we just had to do a lot of running.
Hence, you're ready for the Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yeah.
Basically, so, okay. Tell us about being at the state tournament for the second year in a row. What's the atmosphere like as compared to the regular season?
Well, some of the people told me, you've been there, done that, so there's nothing to worry about.
Really?
And I said, okay.
So you're cool, calm, and collected. Are you kind of the leader of the pack when it comes to being cool, calm, and collected?
No, it's actually Haas.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes.
But you're in the bullpen in case you need some help, right?
Yes.
Okay. So are you looking forward to moving on to the next level of play?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever get excited about anything?
Food.
My kind of gal. I love it. Okay, I think it's time to move on. Thanks, Roop. Who's next, Kenny?
Katie Shockey. Come on up,
Katie. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Your thoughts now after you've had a couple of days to digest this thing, and what, as you look back, what are you thinking?
Well, it's like Kenny said, it's still sort of a rush blur, but it is pretty exciting and just mind-blowing that 2 years in a row.
Were you worried going into this year?
I was. There were big targets on our backs, bullseyes, and I was just worried that we were going to lose a game and that season just vanish.
Mm. But one game does not a season make. That's why you play 25 games. So
yeah.
All right. Great. Congratulations. Does it feel good to have that medal around your neck?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Great crowd, by the way, following Hillsboro. Who's next? Tabby McKinney, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got to watch you guys play ball the other night. I like that. They actually pay me to do that. You know that? That's pretty scary.
I wish I could.
Yeah. Stick around. Hey, we're always looking for good help, okay? How about your reflections on the state tournament, and in particular the state championship game?
It was pretty exciting, but most of all, I just really tried to keep calm and have everybody else keep calm so we could just play our best.
I think they kind of pounded on you, especially early in the ball game, didn't they, Eureka? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got more involved, were able to get more involved in the offense in the second half of the ball game, and I think that was a very important part of the success there. So mm-hmm. What did you do different in the second half? What did Coach come up with?
Well, I just...
Shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Shoot the ball.
Sometimes good things happen when you do that. That's good. So do you enjoy being back-to-back champions for, mm-hmm. walking down the hallway and people going, hey, are you champions back-to-back? Do you brag about that a little bit?
I try not to brag.
Okay.
So...
I don't know. I think I'd stick it in there once in a while. What the heck, right? Did you have a great time?
Yes, I did.
I know you did. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who's next? Coach?
Jake
who do you have? Morning.
Morning.
Jade, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, kiddo. Having a great time. And thank you so much for coming out today. We really appreciate it. How about your thoughts on the past season? With a big bullseye on your back, what were you
good.
Feeling like?
Pretty good. I knew we could do it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All the way. No problem.
Yeah, I had confidence in us. Our goal this year was to go undefeated season because we had one loss last year, and we did it.
And that's interesting. I've forgotten that there was one loss last year. So, yeah, you did have some motivation. A lot of times, I think trying to repeat, you know, it's hard enough to get there, but trying to stay there sometimes is very difficult, but you were able to do that. So what do you think about the chemistry of this team? Pretty unique group, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, what's the one special thing about this group of girls? If you had to take one thing, what would be special? Sorry, time's up. You don't get to play Final Jeopardy, Jade. Oh, okay. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
Probably how funny we all act and how our stupidity level is really high.
I feel like we're on Jerry Springer now. Hey, it's good to get that out there.
Yeah.
So did you have a good time this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you wear the medal very well. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks. Right.
Who's our next lucky contestant, huh?
Kai Hanner.
Kai. Come on, Kai. Kai, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Did you get any sleep after on Thursday night?
No.
No. I bet the gears were wound up 100 miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So what was the first thing when you got back with your family, what was the first thing you talked about?
Probably how intense the game was.
Mm. Intense in what way?
Like, they were a really good team, and so were we. Anyone could have came out winning that game.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. And you were probably able to watch them play earlier in the tournament. Was there anything that was super scary about that team?
No, not really. We knew they were really fast, and they could run with us.
Yeah, you guys are a pretty quick team. So does it feel really good to be a two-time state champion?
Yes.
And realize not many teams win once, let alone twice. That's pretty awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for speaking.
Kyra Huber.
Kyra Huber. Kyra, step right up, kiddo. Good morning.
Good morning.
So give us your impression of the Lady Dragons state championship team. Or, you know, we heard from Jade and... We want equal time here on the other side. Tell us about this group, would you?
We've practiced really hard, and we've had a really good season. And
have you been together for a lot of years playing
yeah,
basketball?
Yeah, some of us have. Others have been longer.
Does that work to your advantage? Hmm? Being together, playing together for a long time?
Yes.
Does it? Okay. Do you kind of read each other's thoughts, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the difference? Here's the important question. What's the difference between Coach Burkett and Coach White? This is the $64,000 question today, okay? And you got it, so. If you want to pass, go ahead. Take the
okay,
Fifth Amendment.
Okay, I'll pass that question.
There you go. That's probably wise. Thank you. Thank you so much. Who's next? Step right up, ladies.
Sammy. Let's go with Sammy
Matouche. Sammy.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a question?
I got the answer for that.
Oh, okay. So, Sammy, you put on quite a show the other night.
Yes.
Is that was there any pressure on you coming into that championship game?
Yeah, I knew she was a really good player, and she could use her right hand, and she was really fast.
Yeah. When we speak of the Heffron girl, who was the point guard for Eureka, and as I mentioned, I don't know that I've seen two guards play as well in a big time game as I did the other night. Tell me about how it is to have to run the offense here and be with these girls. You depend so much on their expertise and their hard work, don't you?
Yeah. It was really hard to hear the coach call out the plays because the cheering section was so loud.
Because the Hillsboro cheering section was so loud. Those guys were nuts, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh man, that was great. So if you don't hear, if you're not able to hear the coach, what do you do?
Make up my own thing.
Ah, we call that ad-libbing in radio. That's right. It seemed to work pretty well. Was there any point in the game that you were worried?
Yeah, when they got, like, when they were up 4-0. But we knew we could come back even though we got off to a slow start.
Yeah. You really didn't get out of the gates very, very, very well. And the thing about good teams, though, is that even though you're off to a bad start, you're never out of the game. And, you know, even though it was a rough start for the first couple of minutes or so, I really didn't think that was going to really play into the situation. So, Sammy, it's fun to watch you. Are you looking forward to stepping up now to the high school level and performing for the Toppers?
Yeah.
I bet you are. Congratulations. Yes, you have another question or comment.
I'd like to give a shout out to my dad for...
Okay. Dad, I want to watch the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, and me and Roop need some potatoes, right? No? No?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
He's been with us since third grade, and it was took a lot of hard work and time to get us there. He taught us how to play the game.
Taught you how to play the game well. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference. I mean, you have to be able to put the time in. And that's just a life lesson. And Dyke, I know, and Kenny, you too. The hours you put in at practice, nobody thinks about. And it's not just practice at school. It's practice during the summer, practice during the off season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basketball players are not made during the season. They're made during the off season. So congratulations, Sammy. Kenny, is that right? I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. And you asked Sam about, you know, if she felt any pressure or what it felt like. And I tell you, you would never see it in mm-hmm. her. I mean, she's one of those. It's the great thing about her and the whole group is the way they always maintain their composure and the pressure, that it just never really got to them. Yeah. They always felt like, you know, they were in it. And Sammy's just been, she's been that leader. She, you know, like Dyke said last year, she's an extension of us as coaches. If they couldn't hear me, I knew she was going to, you know, make sure that they were supposed to be where, you know, they were out where they were supposed to be. I'm sorry. But, you know, even huddles, timeouts, pregame, halftimes, definitely the leader of the team and just an extension of the coaching staff.
That's really impressive for an eighth grade point guard to just, you know, take control of a team like that.
Don't know that I've ever seen one, a girl at this age that has that kind of composure and that kind of leadership. And she's just a great kid. Yep.
We are talking with the state champion, Lady Dragons from Hillsboro, the eighth grade state champions. We've got more chats to come up, more talks with the young ladies. Plus, we have the seventh graders standing by. We need to get to another break. Sports Saturday rolls on in just a moment.
Back into Studio A, WSMI Sports Saturday continues. Here's David Jenkins and Terry Tote.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. A 46-40 win on Thursday night over Eureka gave the Lady Dragons an undefeated season and a second state basketball championship. They won it as seventh graders last year, won it as eighth graders this year. We're talking to some of the Lady Dragons and Coach Kenny White. Who do we have up next? Who's our next lucky contestant?
Let's go with Abigail Courtright.
Hey. Hoss, right?
Yes, it is.
Got some valuable minutes off the bench in that
mm-hmm.
championship game.
Yeah.
Did you feel some pressure going into the contest?
Yeah, I was a little nervous just because I was afraid I was going to mess up and then I was going to get in trouble and then I was going to get put on the bench. And yeah.
But you didn't. You did fine.
No.
You came in and a lot of times it's so important. People don't understand the importance of role players on a team. People have to be able to do different things, and when you come off the bench sometimes, it's a calming effect. And I think that's what happened when you mm-hmm. came in the ball game the other night.
Yeah.
Very important. Tell us about how hard this team works.
We work our butts off every time we step on the court, like in practice.
You've
or
never
if
heard
just
the word butts before?
Or just if we're out shooting. Mm-hmm. We always try our hardest and try not to fool around, which we do sometimes, though.
There are times to fool around, but then there are times to work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So mm-hmm. congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next?
Sheridan Lyerla.
Sheridan Lyerla. Sheridan, tell us about your experience at the state tournament this year. Was it crazy or pressure-packed or what?
It was crazy. On Saturday when we first walked in, we were all in a line walking, trying to focus. Everyone was staring at us, giving us looks.
Were they giving you the evil eye?
Yeah.
Well, here come those girls from Hillsboro. Yeah. That's right. So how did you combat that? How did you deal with that?
We just tried to focus and not pay attention to what was going on around us.
Do you ever get to the point where you're so focused that somebody needs to crack a joke or say something funny to kind of relieve the pressure?
Yeah.
Who does that most of the time?
Normally Roop or Moss.
Okay. But that's very important. That's an important aspect of kind of letting some steam off. So congratulations and you know, continued success in your career. How does it feel to be a 2-time state champion?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I want to thank Chris Matouche. When I was little, I played on a softball team, and I remember after one of our games, he came up to me and asked me if I ever played basketball, and I said no, and he asked if I would want to play, and I was kind of lenient, and I didn't really want to, but in fifth grade, I remember I tried out for the team and made it. Everyone made it.
Thank goodness for that, huh?
Yeah, anyone can tell you I wasn't very good, but that just made me want to work harder.
That's a great attitude to have.
I want to thank
carry
my
you all
parents
the way through life. Yes, go
for
ahead.
Always being there. My team, and of course, Coach White and Coach Burkett for an amazing season, pushing us in practice and knowing we could do it.
You ladies, I hope you realize how good of coaches you guys have, because these two guys are terrific. They really are. So, who's next?
Kylie Meyer.
Hey, Kylie, how you doing?
Good.
You're smiling this morning. You had such a straight, you know, kind of a workaholic face there in the ball game the other night. I thought that were you kind of stressing out a little bit, or
yeah, a little.
You hit a shot though, and then that kind of goes away, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. So tell us about playing in at the state tournament when you first get to the game and the game starts and maybe a couple of things don't go right. What do you tell yourself?
Just to
coach, call a timeout quick.
Yeah.
No.
Just to do better. I don't know.
Just continue to do what you do best, right?
Yeah.
And realize that not every shot's going to fall. So.
Yep. And Kenny always tells me to keep shooting, so I take that in, and that helps me a lot.
No one ever scores when they don't shoot. You know, it's important to shoot the basketball. Shoot that basketball. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy and realize how spectacular to win back-to-back state championships is. It's really a great thing. So, did we get all the eighth graders?
Yeah, I believe that's
I think we did. Grade. All right, ladies, thank you so much. You did a terrific job. Terrific job. Now we're going to pass the microphone to Coach Burkett, and if he can remember who these kids are, we'll maybe we'll get some help.
We'll get rolling. Hey, I just want to thank the eighth grade girls, because I had great 2 years with them. Yeah. Enjoyed it tremendously. And, you know, they made us look good. They really did. Yeah. Everywhere we've gone in the last, you know, couple weeks, people stop us and say, hey, great job. And it's a credit to the girls, because Terry, Kenny, and I are doing the same thing that we did, you know, 2 years ago when I first started, and we won 10 games. And nobody really noticed it. The girls worked just as hard that year, doing the same stuff, but we just have a little bit better players now with us.
I'm going to make a statement, and I want you to comment on it. As good as they are as basketball players, they're better people.
Absolutely. Kenny? That's one thing that I want to make perfectly clear is everybody, you know, the community gets to see them on the floor. They get to see, you know, their athletic side. But we've both had the opportunity to get to know them as people, and they're just even more amazing as people as they are athletes.
Yeah,
great kids, great attitudes. They're all polite, you know. They're all respectful. They're just great kids, which is to me is just a testament to how they've been raised. Their parents, their families. They're great kids to have been around, and it's as fun as you know it was winning the state championship. I'm just even more thrilled that I got to know them as people, because they're great kids. They really are.
And what they may not realize is that for second, third, and fourth graders, they're setting an example that, you know, is a pretty good template to follow.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, all right. Let's talk to some of these seventh graders. The seventh grade team for the Dragons finished the season, I think, with 17 wins.
17-5.
Okay. And they made it to the quarterfinal round of the seventh grade state tournament. And we're just going to let you introduce yourself. Hold the microphone
That's
up.
That's a better idea.
And you are?
Shelby Hooley.
Well, tell us about your season here, the first season in junior high.
I think we did pretty good for first season, making it to state. I mean, I had faith in us. I knew we were going to go. And
did you really?
Yeah.
Were you telling people this all the whole season? Like, hey, we're going to go.
I was telling my parents that.
Great. That's great. That's good. Good to have goals like that. So did you feel any pressure, you know, following in their footsteps?
I was very nervous. I just didn't know what to think.
That just means you're normal. Okay. Congratulations. And we look forward to seeing you guys competing next year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who's next? Hello, hello, hello. Introduce yourself.
I'm Glory Wilson.
So tell me about your experience this season as a member of the Dragons basketball team. Let's talk in particular about the postseason tournament. You go through the regional, the sectional, make it to state. What were you thinking along the tournament trail?
All the time I was really nervous, especially in the sectional game. And we won them. I didn't get to play in the sectional game. But...
Young coach.
But we had fun, so
that's good. That's good. And when you walked into the state tournament, how did it feel?
It was exciting.
You can't have goosebumps on your arms?
No.
No? Okay. You were calm, cool, and collected then. Mm. Well, we look forward to seeing you next year, okay? Congratulations. Who's next? Hello there. And you are?
Chloe Beck.
Hi, Chloe. Hi. Tell us about your experience here this past season as a seventh grade basketball player at Hillsboro.
I got made fun of a lot by Mr. Burkett.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you dish it right back to him, though?
I tried.
Yes, she did.
Did she get pretty good at it, Dyke?
Yeah, she did. She let her explain the Christmas gift she got me yesterday.
Oh.
Well, I got him a Moby card.
Oh, yeah, my favorite watering hole.
Ah, I see, okay.
And then I got him some tissues and a candy cane.
Oh, was there a special meaning behind all
that?
Yeah,
there is, but I...
Yeah.
Maybe we better not talk about that, right? Oh, can you mention it? Why did you get him?
He came.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not.
Okay.
It's a thing Roop started last year.
Oh, it goes back to Roop.
It goes back to Roop.
Okay.
When she had to go to the restroom.
Okay.
Yeah. She had to go three, and I didn't know what three meant, so she explained it. And three is a combination of two and one.
There you go. You know, you got to know math.
Right.
It's all about math. So. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who's next? Oh, the stuff we get into, yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are?
Macy Blankenship.
Macy, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Are you having a good time out here?
Yeah.
Is it fun to hang with these?
Yeah.
These guys? Okay. Tell us a little bit about your experience this year playing basketball for Hillsboro Junior High. Was it a great experience?
Yeah, it was fun. This is my first year playing with them, so...
Did you realize it was as much work as it turned out to be?
No.
No? That was a big, big surprise. But did you see that it paid off in the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good attitude to have. So are you going to stick with playing basketball?
Yeah.
Because you're kind of a tall player.
Yeah.
You know, tall players are kind of good to have once in a while. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations. Who's
Thank
next?
You.
Who's next? And you are?
Chloe Smale.
Hi, Chloe. How are you?
Good.
So how was your trip to the state basketball tournament this year? Was it exciting? Was it scary? Was it a combination of both? What?
It was exciting.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you had to follow in some big footsteps?
Yeah.
Did you get any encouragement from the eighth graders?
Yeah, we got a lot of encouragement.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you get a little teasing once in a while, too?
Yeah.
Did you give it right back to them?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Okay. Was Rupert behind it? Was Root behind some of it? Okay.
we're seeing
the character of this group now, okay? Well, congratulations and hope that you guys get back to state again next year, okay?
Thank you. Who's
next? Hello there. And you are?
Emily Reynolds.
Yes, you are. Tell us about your trip to the state basketball tournament. In particular, getting through the regionals and the sectionals. How tough was that?
I mean, we just played our best game, you know, that we played some pretty hard teams where we had to guard some pretty big girls, but we had to make sure that we boxed all of them out and played the best game we can.
There's an analyst in
wow.
there.
She is.
There, I'm
she
telling.
Is. She was my go-to girl this year.
Was she really?
She asked her, but she had to, remember Brian Kern?
Yes.
Okay. Brian Kern has a daughter in seventh grade that's about 6'1".
No kidding.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good player.
Kind of like Brian.
And ER guarded her.
Really?
And did, I think, what she scored, 6 points in the regional final.
Mm-hmm.
First time. Second time we played them, it was a nail biter in the regular season. And I think she had 15 points and then toward the end of that game, we put ER on her, shut her down, and we started the game with ER in the regional final on her and just completely took her out of her game.
Boy, playing that good defense goes a long way.
She's got the heart of a lion.
Gosh, that's great to have. That's great to have. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, and I'd like to give a shout-out to the 8th grade girls and the 7th grade basketball boys because they helped us scrimmage and showed us what we needed to change.
There you go. It's always good to learn. I mean, if you don't learn it for something every day.
That's something we've got
that's
been really handy for us is our boys program.
Yeah.
They're always willing to come over and practice with our girls.
And they don't take it easy on them, do they?
Oh, not at all.
You are?
Lexi Cameron.
Lexi, did you have a great time this year?
Yeah.
So did you feel any pressure following in the footsteps of the 8th graders?
A little bit.
So how did you deal with that?
You just got to play the best that you can and try and push it aside.
Basically, you have to forget about them, don't you?
Yeah.
Just play your game. Were there any specific games you remember this year, maybe when things were kind of tight and maybe coach called a timeout or had to calm the seas a little bit?
We had quite a few games like that.
but did you learn? Did you take that as a learning
situation?
Okay. So did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was fun.
How was it to walk into a state tournament?
There was a lot of tension, but you just kind of got to push it aside, take a deep breath.
Yeah, that's good. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Who's next? And you are?
Alexis Lussman.
Hello, Alexis. How are you?
I'm good.
You have a great smile. It's good to see you smile. So tell me about your experience this year.
Well, since I'm the shortest post on the 7th grade team, I usually had to guard the biggest girls.
All right, okay.
And go on.
And I usually elbowed people.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, you have to learn to protect yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you got rather proficient at it, I suspect.
Yes.
And that will pay off dividends down the line many, many times.
And one game when we had to play Cahokia, I had to guard the tallest girl on the team, which was taller than Macy.
Oh.
And it was pretty funny because...
Did you do a good job?
Yes.
There you go. That's all that matters.
And then I got the ball, and then all of them kind of, like, tackled me.
But and that was a good thing, right?
Kind of.
Okay.
And Mr. Burkett had to call a timeout. So.
Coach bailed you out. That's good.
Yes.
That's good. Did you have a great time?
Yes.
That's good. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And good luck in the future. Do we have anybody else? Ladies? Who else? Oh, we're talking to the 7th grade Dragons, and you are?
Riley Hemkin.
Hi, Riley. What position do you play?
I like guard.
You like guard. Okay. Tell us about following in the footsteps of the 8th graders. Was there a little pressure on you this year?
Yeah, a lot of pressure, and I was just trying to play up to my best, and my cousin Jade, I'm just trying to play up as good as she does.
Did Jade give you any advice or anything?
Sort of just guard your butt off.
Uh-huh. Yes, guard your butt. don't freak out, okay. That's good. Did you have a great time?
Yes, but this is only my second year playing with these girls, and they've played since like 3rd grade, so whenever I first came into it, I didn't know if I could do it or if I could play up to them, but I feel like they're my sisters now and that we're as good as each other. And
that's great.
Nice to each
you
other,
had a great so. Time then.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Thank you. And good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Who's next? You are?
Morgan Shockey.
Morgan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. We get to talk to fine young athletes like you today, so we're having a good time here. Tell us a little bit about the past season. Did it meet all your expectations?
Yeah.
So you were anticipating a trip to state tournament, maybe?
Yeah.
What's the toughest game you played this year?
I'd have to say the state game.
What was it? Well, obviously, didn't turn out like you wanted it to, but tell us about the team you played and what was so difficult about playing them.
Well, I didn't really get to play, so... I don't know much.
They just scored more than you did, huh?
Yeah.
But watch out next year, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, to get a second chance. Good luck in the future.
Okay.
I
want to make a shout out to my parents and my sister, Katie,
okay.
and everyone.
Does Katie help you out?
Yeah.
She beat up on you a little bit when you're playing one-on-one?
Yeah. She always says it
will make me stronger in the future.
That's and she's right. She's not lying about that. She might lie about other things, but she's not lying about that, okay? Oh, did I just call you a liar? I didn't mean to.
It's okay.
You're just kidding her. Okay, that's what it is. Anybody else?
I think that's
all of them? All right.
Kaylee.
No, that's all right.
No, it's
who at least mentioned name?
Kaylee Ward. Kaylee Ward. Okay. I'll let Dyke talk about her.
Yeah, she was our center. She really came a long way this year, and we were happy to have her. We call her the silent assassin. She doesn't say a whole lot, but she really stepped up in our regional final game, finished in double figures, and usually guarded the opponent's best post player if ER was in foul trouble. But it didn't happen very often. I want to tell you, Terry, this team came a long, long way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really did. We were sitting early in the season, and we've talked about our preseason tournament with Cahokia and Chatham and the Edwardsville schools, and we came out of that pretty beat up, and we were 1-2 at the early going of the season and sat the girls down and told them we're never going to play another opponent like this again. It's going to build character, and when the seventh grade girls look at you and you're not really sure that they believe what you're saying, but they bought in to what it is we did, and I'll tell you, another good thing was getting a chance to practice with and against these eighth grade girls on how hard they work in practice. And as I mentioned last year, these girls come in at 7:30 every morning and shoot free throws. There's even one girl on the seventh grade team whose dad makes two trips. He brings her at 7:30 so she can shoot free throws, goes back home and gets these other two kids, and then brings them back to school. So we've got a dedicated parent group, too, as well.
It makes it fun.
Exactly.
Gosh, it really does.
It does.
People who put in hard work often talk about how much fun their work is, and that's what it's all about.
And,
and
we know as coaches, if you've got parental support, it's just huge.
It really makes a huge difference. It does.
Boy, the curve, the athletic curve is on the way up for Hillsborough, and it's really great. I don't know what you guys have got planned for the holidays, but you certainly deserve a break. You've done a terrific job representing not only the city of Hillsborough and the school district, but the whole of Central Illinois. So congratulations again.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
We have a lot of good memories that you guys are building. So good luck in the future.
It's been a lot of fun.
Kenny White, Dyke Burkett, guys, we're going to let you go. Ladies, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you all. We look forward to seeing the eighth graders playing at the high school level and the seventh graders competing at the eighth grade level next year. And we need to get to a break. Coming up in just a moment, we hope to catch up with Matt Trohall from the Illinois High School Association and talk some high school football. Sports Saturday rolls on in just a moment.
We are back on WSMI Sports Saturday. Bragging rights on the line today. Illinois and Mizzou live at noon here on FM 106.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. Dave Jenkins joining us in studio as well. And we appreciate the effort from the parents and the coaches to bring the Dragons to our studios today and have a chance to talk with them. And back-to-back state championships, truly, truly special, and it's great to have. And do we have Mr. Trohall on the line? We're going to move from basketball to football, and Matt Trohall from the Illinois High School Association has been good enough to join us. Matt, good morning, sir.
Morning to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we appreciate it, and we've been taking note of some of the activities of the Illinois High School Association. And by the way, you guys do such a great job of administering sports, and not only sports, but activities all across the state of Illinois. So kudos to the IHSA. But an interesting thing has come up, and Dave Jenkins has pulled something off the internet that he wants to read, and so we can get a comment on it.
Sure, it's just proposal number 10 with being the football regular season and playoff proposal. Really, the first question I think we're all kind of wondering is, what was the driving force behind the decision to maybe at least vote on changing these football playoffs?
Well, that's a proposal that we've seen in some way, shape, or form that's moved to regionals, I think, four times in about the last 6 or 7 years, and the impetus behind it has always been to try and prevent all this conference movement that's been going on. So that is the thought of that, is if you took the, you know, so many schools are moving conferences trying to get that fifth win to get in the football playoffs. If you were to take that out of the equation, they think that you'd see a lot of probably the old conferences sort of return and people, you know, more or less be where that a lot of people think that they belong.
And one thing that has happened with this conference realignment, some of the old rivalries, which go back, you know, nearly 100 years, has disappeared. And that really hurts, I think, the football tradition in many ways.
Well, yeah, no, I agree with you. And then, but, you know, some will tell you on the flip side that if this proposal passes, that the very same thing may happen, and that you may have some schools that have a great rivalry, but maybe are a class apart or a little, you know, little distance apart that would now be separated by this. And there are some things within the proposal to try and keep some of these rivalries alive, but, you know, there are the potential for difficulties with that.
Matt, we know that over the years we see other states come into Illinois to kind of see how you guys are operating the way that your models are set up. So I guess of the, like, 50 states, how many of the states have the type of system that is being proposed right now in Illinois?
You know, that's a great question. This proposal is almost exactly what Iowa does, and I believe that there's another maybe 8 to 12 states that have some sort of version of regional scheduling like this. And maybe not always done by the state association. Some are, some aren't. But yeah, so there are a handful of people, but I think Iowa is the one that tends to get brought up the most in talking about proposals like this.
Matt, explain to us how the state would be set up region by region and what would be involved in setting up these regions. And the state itself, the IHSA, would be involved in scheduling, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, essentially what we would do is, you know, football is unique right now in that we don't know what class people are in definitively until that final week of the season, once the regular season's over. Under this proposal, we would take the classes before the season. We would determine cutoffs like we do in all the other sports. And so everybody would know if they're 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, and so on. And then we would map them out on a map and then make regions by class. There would be 8 regions in each class. And it would have between 6 and 9 schools in them. So if you were in a 9-school region, you have 8 region games that are already set. And then you would sort of put in some teams that you would like to play in your non-region game. And that's what I alluded to about keeping the rivalries alive. So that part, you know, from our office perspective, not very difficult. It would be a lot of what we do already in all the other sports. But the proposal breaks down how all the scheduling is already done in there. You know, there's a little like key in it that says, you know, team 1 plays team 8 in this week and 2 plays 7 here. Determining and trying to figure out who wants to play who in those non-region games and whether the schedules work, that would be an additional, that would be a little more cumbersome.
Matt Trohall joining us here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville. I guess, Matt, a question I would have is, football, you see it more of an effect with the public school versus the private school. So if these regions get created, how will the public school, private school break down in regions? Will that be a consideration at all?
That will not be, and I think that's been an issue as these proposals come up, because there are schools who may be just a mile or two apart or in the same city that prefer not to play each other, and under this proposal, you know, that would sort of force their hand in that regard.
But it will still work the same way. Once you get the 264 teams, you will still break them down by enrollment, 32 at a time?
No, actually, the way it would work is that you would have 8 regions in each class, so they would all be predetermined. You'd know what class you were in if you made the playoffs, but it would only take the top 4 teams in each of those 8 regions, and that would be your 32 qualifiers.
Oh.
So that's another piece that, you know, that could worry some people, is that you may have a region where the top 4 teams are, you know, 6-3 and 5-4, and there may be another region where somebody goes 7-2 and finishes fifth and gets left out. So, that would be definitely be another new twist to this system.
I guess, Matt, how big of a problem has it been across the state from the IHSA's perspective of teams kind of just scheduling, I guess, to get that fifth winner, trying to move around? Does that really become quite a big concern across the state?
You know, from our perspective, it really doesn't. You know, we don't have any real stake in who qualifies or who doesn't. I think, you know, we certainly prefer that, you know, we wish people would play in-state and not have to go, you know, 8-9 hours to, or drive down to Florida or do things like that to get games. You know, I don't think those are always great scenarios. But, I think that's been the biggest problem from the scheduling standpoint, is that, you know, is getting those non-conference games. And people maybe not wanting to play, you know, 2 teams that seem like, hey, that would be a perfect, you know, you both have an open date, you guys should play, but, you know, maybe the rest of their schedule is a little too difficult, and they're afraid that that could prevent them from making the playoffs, so they don't want to necessarily pull the trigger on it.
Matt, I'm not sure what this may have to do with the football playoff proposal, but we around here noticed a lot more teams in the football season forfeiting because of lack of numbers and stuff. Is there any talk to possibly, you know, setting a deadline that players have to or teams have to have a certain number of players by some point in order to field a football team next year, so there aren't this many forfeits?
You know what? We haven't gone to that place yet. I think it's something we're monitoring. We heard that some of the forfeits, I think, are related to some of the more stringent guidelines we put in place now with the summer practices, where you have to have those certain number of practices, and we've cut down the number of practices that you could have. So there were some instances, I think, where a school had an injury or two, and then didn't have enough kids to be able to play early in the season. We haven't started, though, to discuss that, but it may be something that we have to look at, as we get a few more years into this system and kind of see the impact.
Meadow, I think the IHSA had to be real happy with the way the championship weekend turned out at U of I. A lot of great championship games.
It was. It was a really fun weekend, yeah. And some new blood there, which was nice. You had the, Phillips from Chicago, first time we had a CPS school in over 20 years. And so, yeah, there was. You're right. There was a lot of neat storylines and just a lot of good football. So it was a good weekend.
So this proposal, we were talking about the altering of the football schedule and the playoff situation. This is going to come up for a vote soon, is it?
This is it's actually being voted on as we speak. It was from December 1st through the 30th, I believe, the 30th or the 31st. And so we'll have the results on January 6th is when we expect to have. We always bring in an AD and a principal to come in and just certify those results and review them. We're expecting that first week in January that that'll be out. And as we kind of said in our release, it didn't have a lot of support at the town hall level. So I think we would be surprised if it did pass. I think our commission, what they thought is that, as I said at the very beginning, we've seen a proposal like this multiple times over the years. It's never made it to the vote. So I think they pushed it through the ballot with the thought of, let's see what the real support is for something like this. Is it, is it 50%? Is it 40? Is it, is it going to pass? It could pass, certainly, but it wouldn't seem like it based on our town hall. But I just think they wanted to say, all right, let's look at this. Is there any real support for it? And if not, let's move on. And if you are going to change the playoffs, let's focus on other areas because there's just not enough people behind it.
Will it pass at 51%, or does it need like a two-thirds majority?
It would pass. It's a simple majority, so it's 51%.
And, Matt, when it comes to talking to the folks in Iowa who have run this sort of a tournament, are they happy with it? Have the results been what they thought it would be?
It works very well in Iowa, but we are very different. I think they have maybe 200 football-playing schools, and we are closer to 600. In their largest class, I think they only have, it's a very small number, maybe like 12 or 24 teams. So it's a very different animal in that regard.
And that's what makes, I think, the task of the Illinois High School Association such an interesting job, because Illinois is such a diverse state.
It's really two states.
It really is almost two states, but
yeah.
But it's such a diversity, and from small schools to big schools, and it just allows so many kids to participate in extracurricular activities. It's great. So
that's what we've sort of said is that there's been so many football proposals the last few years, and people sort of automatically take the idea that, okay, well, the playoff system must be broken, but at the same time, none of them have even gotten enough support to get voted on. So, the way we look at it is that, yeah, we're a large, diverse state. There are some people in this corner who'd like to see this, this change a little bit, and there's some people over here who'd like to see this change a little bit. But overall, there's nothing, there's nothing unanimous out there that folks have been able to agree on and say that, yes, this would make it better, or this would fix it. So, I think for the most part, especially the coaches, I think are kind of telling us that, yeah, we think it's pretty good the way it is. So,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Hypothetically, on January 6th, we find out that this vote has passed. Now, is this something that's going to happen for two seasons, and then we'll find out if it works, and if it didn't, we go back to the old system, or is this something that's going to be put in place for a longer period of time?
Well, it would, first off, just because of existing contracts, I think the earliest that we could start would be 2016. And to be honest with you, the way our process works is that somebody could submit a bylaw to get it changed back, like in 2015, before it even went into place. I mean, that's happened to us before, where we passed rules that are supposed to take place in 2 years and then got them changed before it even happened. So, although, because of things like that, there is some talk that people may, there may be a proposal next year that says if something passes, it has to be in place X number of years before you can change it. Yeah. But no, as we sit right now, it could be over in 1 year, which would be a bad thing. It would be a very bad thing to make a change that large and then not give it a chance. But that's the way our system works right now.
But I guess does the IHSA, do you guys have, I guess, a dog in the fight, so to speak? Does it matter to you guys as an organization, one way or the other, how this turns out?
Well, you know, we want to do whatever our membership want. I would say, though, with a change this big and, you know, the amount of controversy there could be, you know, we'd really like that to be a unanimous decision that our membership are really behind in a large percentile to change to something like that.
Yeah, it doesn't need to turn into a presidential election. That's 51-49.
Exactly.
Matt, concerning the current system for the football playoffs, and you mentioned that sometimes you don't know which class you're going to be in. I always thought that was just an interesting aspect of the playoff system in Illinois, that teams are kind of on the borderline. You know, you didn't know until the playoff pairings were announced, and that was always a unique part of the playoff system in Illinois.
Well, you know, I do a lot of interviews, like with stations who cover both sides of the border around Indiana and Missouri the week of our playoffs, and they always tell me that they think our system is the better system. So, you know, I think that probably should say something right there.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Not surprised. So, Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we look forward to the results, and we won't be shocked, I guess, one way or another, but we always appreciate your time, and hope you have a great holiday, and get out there and watch some basketball, okay?
Hey, same to you guys. Thanks okay. for having me, and can hit me up anytime you need me.
All righty, Matt Trohall from the Illinois High School Association, and I kind of think maybe we're looking at a proposal that's probably going to be put to the vote, but may not have really much of a chance of passing. I don't know. But,
well, it's not going to be unanimous.
Yeah. No.
Or at least it's not going to be approved unanimously, yeah. I should say.
Right.
So
I'm confident in that.
I don't think it'll pass, personally. Yeah,
I don't think so.
My gut, but what's my gut?
Yeah.
I
don't think it will either. I would like to see it, just because I would like to see what the regions become and who's going to go where and everything. I think that's really intriguing. But, I mean, if it doesn't pass, then it doesn't pass.
It would be interesting. I'm kind of a traditionalist, though. Yeah. If it's not broke, fix it.
Yeah, that's my point. And you know, it took Illinois long enough to get football into play, really, you know, because other sports were competed, basketball, baseball, that sort of thing. And it took long enough to get football playoffs in place in Illinois. And they've tweaked it over the years to the point where, gosh, the system, as far as determining your playoff participants, the number of playoff points, you know, they've got that down pretty well. And you really, I would think you wouldn't want to mess too much with that. So, and again, Matt mentioned that a team, you know, several teams at 6-3, 5-4 might win their division, so to speak, their region, as opposed to teams that go 9-0 and 8-1 and you know, or a team that would go 7-2 and finish, you know, out of the playoff position.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that. A 7-2 team missing the playoffs.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
Yeah, that'd be something.
That'd get a few people riled up.
Yeah.
So, you know, this way you basically take the conference champions and the best of the rest.
But there wouldn't be any conference champions.
There wouldn't be
any
conference champions.
No.
But under the current system, that's what you do.
Right.
So you know, and unlike other postseason tournaments, you have to earn your way in for football. And that's what always makes it unique. So.
Yeah.
Right. And that goes to the point of why I don't like the rule where you are allowed to host the playoff game, because every team doesn't make it.
True.
So your reward is making the playoffs. And apparently that rule will stay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, and that's just really a small thing.
Oh, yeah, very small.
But.
And in talking to Matt, about the reasoning behind this with the stability of the conferences. It says in the proposal that in the last 5 years, 20 conferences have changed alignment due to departures or additions, and in the last 5 years, 4 new conferences have been formed in football. So
pretty ridiculous, really. Yeah. You know, you see it at college a lot with the big money of college football, but at the high school level, there doesn't seem to be much of a need for that type of movement.
Well, it's not in our area anyway. Right. I mean,
it's only football. I mean, none of these other sports are doing this. It's just football that's realigning conferences.
Sure. So. Anyway, we'll see how the vote goes. And, of course, the member schools are the ones that vote on it. So they put their 2 cents in. So anyway, we're done. We were into stoppage time here this morning. We appreciate
No yellow cards,
no red cards. We appreciate the Dragons stopping by, the state champions and the seventh grade team that finished the season in their quarterfinals. And appreciate Matt Trohall for joining us. So
my, how far the bragging rights have fallen.
Oh, my.
Playing at noon?
This should be prime time. Yes. Yes, it is what it is. But we have bragging rights tonight. Hillsboro Litchfield Girls, 7:30 on FM 106.
That's prime time.
For Tim Mize, for Dave Jenkins, I'm Terry Toad. Thanks for tuning in on Sports Saturday here on WSMI FM 106. Enjoy the holidays. Get out there and watch some holiday basketball tournament action. And that's it for Sports Saturday here on this 20th day of December, 2014. So long.